It's time for Brother Larry's Sinner's Sunday. Oh yeah. You tell him, Larry. Brother Larry coming at ya.
Thank you, Brother Dre. Thank you, Larry Edson. Welcome to Sinner's Sunday. Happy Easter. There have been Easter gatherings for 20 centuries, and this is the first one where the churches were all closed. Through bloody wars, raging hurricanes, earthquakes, blizzards, tidal waves, houses of worship remained open, especially on Easter Sunday. But not this one. It's kind of unimaginable. Thousands and thousands of Christian churches in every remote corner of the planet, and nobody in them. On the most important day of the year. There are probably a few exceptions. Some will gather in secret. Some will assemble in the open and risk confrontation with government authorities. The significance of this is staggering. When you look at scriptures and Bible history, it's blindingly clear that virtually nothing has changed since J.C. appeared 2,000 years ago. Back then, the early Christians were gathering in secret to evade government authorities. Of course, there was no pandemic then, but the risks were far higher. Your odds of surviving an encounter with coronavirus are very, very good, way over 98%, whereas a much higher percentage of those early Christians wound up crucified or fed to the lions. The government has decreed what entities are essential and which are not. Home Depot, Lowe's, and other big box retailers are among the essentials. And so we see them, with some masked rent-a-cop at the head of the line, regulating how many customers get inside at a time. However, once inside, in those long tunnels of merchandise, there, it's up to those customers to decide how close they get to one another. I've been there, and I've seen lots of them talking face to face. This goes on 7 days a week, all day long. People in desperate need of Phillips head screws and a can of Swiss Mocha latex, or maybe some hedge clippers or a couple of light bulbs. You know, those life necessities. You have to wonder why churches, and synagogues, I might add, aren't afforded the same courtesy as Lowe's and Home Depot. Can't they post a Monsignor or Rabbi at the door with a counter clicker, have a few ushers inside to ensure everyone stays 6 feet apart? There are no aisles piled 30 feet high with products in a church. And unless it's the size of Notre Dame, you can see where everyone is all the time. This is Sinner's Sunday, episode number 74. And if you've been a regular or even a sporadic listener, you've probably heard me say that the world is pretty much the same as it was when J.C. came to visit. People are just as mean, deceitful, hateful, vicious, vindictive, power-hungry, and flawed as they ever were. And since politicians are people, equally flawed are their governments. I've had my criticisms of organized religion, but I always say on balance they do a lot more good than harm. And I don't recall missing many Easter masses. It really is a pretty cool event because it is, well, they like to call it a celebration. I always see it as more of a validation. Without Easter and the resurrection, Christianity is nothing more than a path for living a decent life. But that's the idea behind lots of faiths, how to live as a good person and not be a creep. But the cool thing about J.C. that sets him apart from other prophets and their paths to a decent life is he offers a spectacular reward. Sure, it's a nice idea to lead a life well-lived, but if, when it's over, you just wind up in oblivion, it seems kind of pointless. J.C. knew that, and so his deal is really a sweet deal. Don't be a jerk. believe in him, and when the fat lady sings, he'll welcome you into an even better life, one with no pain, or scarcity, or sorrow, or end. And so billions and billions of us over the centuries have said, yes, sir, you big bearded sandal-footed dude, I'll take that deal. Where do I sign? And he doesn't even ask for a signature. No money down, no contract, with the easiest terms of any deal in the history of deals. Just be on his team. Believe in him and don't be a yutz. And if you are a yutz, then own it and try to do better. But he knows we'll stumble again and again and do rotten things. But he always leaves the porch light on and a key under the mat. And if you straighten up and fly right, you're back in the team. People are hardwired to be skeptical. We want proof, huh? Seeing is believing. And what can't be seen or touched or smelled or heard or tasted is dismissed as non-existent. That's what atheists say about God. They put their faith in science. Authority. Yet the entire world now cowers indoors and only ventures outside with masked faces because it's terrified of something that can't be seen or touched or smelled or heard or tasted. Something that has a very, very low probability of killing them. Those same terror-stricken people forget that there is a 100% probability that something will kill us eventually. And no mask or vaccine or ventilator will stop it. JC was the greatest student of human nature. Being half man, he knew exactly how we think, which must have kept the God half of him in stitches. Knowing that most of us do not believe what we cannot see, he produced the ultimate demonstration to shatter our disbelief. He got dead, and then he came back after 3 days. And his message was simple. If I can do it, so can you. Just don't be a jerk. He did say he would return, and the world could use a guy like him now because the world is drowning in lies. It's mind-boggling how the so-called authorities and experts disagree on how to deal with something they cannot figure out. All their vaunted computer models that turn out to be no more reliable than dice. Quarantine or not, or who, how to treat it, what drugs to use, in what combination. And not one of those credentialed experts ever, ever says, I was wrong. They may be wrong, but they're never in doubt, are they? JC was really good at handling experts, and there were plenty of them in his day. He was like a laser saber of truth that sliced through all their lies and bluster and left them stammering and furious. So, they had to have him killed because they could not be wrong or outed as liars. But he faked them all out, came back from the dead and thumbed his nose at them, broke their lies, flouted their authority, and showed them their power was non-existent. In essence, he exposed punks as punks and then showed us all that life is not a cruel joke, but a never-ending adventure. How do you not love a guy like that? Thanks for being with me today. Come back and hang with me for the regular show this Tuesday or thereabouts at thatlarryshow.com. Happy Easter, and God bless.